Hailstorm! Just as it stops. So our first night out was peaceful, but not uninterrupted. We still woke up, and one of our goals for sure is to get good sleep. That's like, we both want that desperately, and even more so than me, because she's on a string of not sleeping well. So we were hoping for that, didn't quite get it. I woke up and I'd been having violent dreams and mundane work problem dreams and not at peace for sure, but that seems to be typical for me anyway when I break my routine. And we're awake for a little while, went back to sleep, and got up and just took the day, tried to take things slow and not rush anything, explored a dirt road that we weren't certain where it went, and had a little adventure getting back to the freeway, and had a crazy hailstorm, just pulled over and on Elk Mountain in Wyoming, just hail crashing down on us, marble-sized hail. Kind of typical Wyoming welcome. And we made it to, as we were driving into Laramie, the town where I was born, there was a rainbow coming down on the town. And kind of a greeting, or I mentioned to Anne, I thought it was trying to manipulate me into romanticizing it. So I always have mixed feelings about Laramie, but there was rainbow going by, and we continued up to Vitavu, where we were hoping to rock climb, and there was just, we knew it would be 4th of July weekend. This is a great place to camp, so we knew it would be a little busy, but it was really full, and the further I looked towards places I thought might be empty, the more packed it got. And we got a little nervous. But finally I sort of drove around to the end of a road that I knew was a little bit more difficult to get into. And we passed some RVs and then went underneath some low branches and some bumpy road and finally found the perfect spot. And boom, out came a big double rainbow right over the camper and welcomed us home. So tonight we are hoping that the rainbow was the blessing for a full night long sleep. Hope you have one too. Good night.